Masechtas Erevin, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that there was a leniency regarding merging two cities together for the Tzchum, that we give them, besides for the Tzchum of 2,000 Amos of each city, we give 70 and two-thirds Amma perimeter around each city that extends it in order to merge two cities to each other. The Mishnah continues here, Mishnah Gimel, with another use of this, along with another leniency to merge three cities together. If there are three cities that are in a triangle, so two cities are opposite each other with a space in between them, and there's another, a third city that's off to the side in the distance that's opposite the space that's between the first two cities. So im yesh ben shnayim machitzeinim mea v'arba v'echad v'shlish. If there's only between the two cities that are opposite each other, if there's only between them 141 and a third amos to where the space that the third city is parallel to. And this is because regarding this leniency in halacha, we see as if the third city that's off to the side would be moved over to come in between the first two cities, and there would be three in a line. If we would move it over in between them, and that third city would fill up the space between the first two, if the space between the middle city now, which is the third one, and between the first two that will be above and below it, if the space between them is going to be only 141 and a third amos, which is 70 and two-thirds per city perimeter, so then we'll merge all three of them together. We see as if the third city is moved in between, and they were close enough that they each have a perimeter of 70 and two-thirds amma touching each other. They all become one extended large city. And then you'd measure the tchum from the furthest point, north, south, east, or west, of all three of these cities, and it would be one large tchum for all three cities together. Asa emtsai es shlosh ten li es ka'achad. The emtsai, the middle city, this is the third city that's off to the side, that we see as if it's moved in between the first two. Asa emtsai es shlosh ten li es ka'achad, that middle one has made all three now become like one large city, and they all merge in this fashion to become one large city for the tchum. Mishnah Dalet discusses how they measured the tchum. Ein vaydidin ela b'chevel shel chamishim amah. When they would measure, they would only use a rope that was 50 amas long, lepachas v'leyaser, not less than this, because a smaller rope was very easy to get stretched, and it would stretch and it would mess up the calculations, v'leyaser, and not longer, which would sag more when two people were holding it, and that would also mess up the calculations. So 50 amas, no more, no less. And they would only measure with two people that were holding the rope kineged libay, opposite their chest. They had to be holding the rope at the same height, so it would be going in a straight line, not at a diagonal, which would again mess up the measurement. It would be less distance than the length of the rope. And they would measure in segments of 50 amas. Two people, one on each end of the rope, they would measure 50 amas, and then one of the people would walk around the other and extend until the length of the rope again, and they would have another 50 amas, and they would do this until they reached 2,000 amas of the tchum. Haya maidet, if they were measuring vihigia lagai, and they came to a valley that goes down, oy lagadar, or to a fence that goes up, so when they would measure this, mavliya, they would swallow it up. They would absorb the depth by their measurements of the rope, and that is, they would span the rope, their measuring rope, across the whole valley. They wouldn't measure the distance it would take to walk down and then walk back up. They would just span it right across the way the bird flies. And this was a leniency given here by Trumim, that even though walking it would take more than 2,000 amas to go down and then back up the valley, but they would measure it as the bird flies straight across the valley or the fence. And Mavliya, they would swallow up that valley in that way of just measuring the distance as the bird flies. If the distance of the valley was greater than 50 amas and they could not span the rope over it, they would be allowed to walk sideways along the valley until they reached a point where it would narrow enough, and then span the rope across the valley when it would be 50 amos or less. And then, v'chayzer l'midasai, then he would walk back afterwards to the point, to the line of where he was measuring, to the original line. So if you would walk off to the left along the valley till it narrows, and then span across the valley with the rope, he would walk back then to the right, to the point of where he was measuring, and continue measuring the 2,000 amas. Higiel ahar, if they came to a mountain, a hill, so mavliya, again, he can swallow it up, absorb it, by just spanning the rope right over it, and not calculating the distance of walking up and down. If the mountain was wider than 50 amas and they couldn't go over it, he can walk to the side until a point where it narrowed to 50 amas that they could measure it with one rope. And then he'd walk back to the point of his measuring to where he was originally and continue the 2,000 amas. This, that he's allowed to walk to the side in order to span over a narrow part of a mountain or valley, the Mishnah says, he can't walk so far to the side that he's going to leave the tchum of the city. He has to remain within the tchum of the city when going off to the side. The Rav says this is because there was a concern that if people would see the person measuring go off to the side, out of the tchum, they may think that if the person measuring was standing there, it must be as part of the tchum, and they'll mess up in the future and walk there on Shabbos. So therefore, the measure has to stay within the tchum. If he's not able to absorb the slope of the mountain or the valley, possibly because it was longer than 50 amas and he couldn't move to the side because it was out of the tchum. So, Bezu Amar Reb Dustoy, regarding this case, Reb Dustoy bar Reb Yanai, he said, Mishum Reb Meir, in the name of Reb Meir, Shemati Shemekardin Baharam, I heard that we make a hole through the mountain. And it doesn't mean literally that you drill a hole straight through the mountain. It means that when you measure it as if the rope is going straight through the mountain, meaning that you measure without calculating the incline, just the way the bird flies. The Rav explains the method that they would do this if they couldn't span the rope over the mountain. They would use a shorter rope that was only 4 amas, and one person would stand facing the mountain and hold the, and another person, and the person standing down the mountain would hold the rope by his head, and the person standing further up the mountain, 4 amas away, would hold the rope by his feet. So the rope was going in a straight line from the head of the person lower to the feet of the person higher, and in this way, it would not calculate the slope, and they would have to do it in segments of 4 amas by 4 amas in order to measure the straight line through the mountain without calculating the slope.